Okay, is this thing on? Testing 1, 2, 3, 19, 30. It is 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, but you probably knew that part already. You are probably also aware that I am, in fact, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, and what do my responsibilities entail as chairman? Well, for one, I am required to drink a lot of tea. Oh yeah. Got a fresh new cup filled to the top with tea. It's good and it's hot. Hot, hot, hot. Okay. So you're probably wondering, Tobe, are you between games? You got some football games to watch today? Yes, I do. But my next game doesn't start for an hour. No. The pre-game show. Actually, they say it's the post-show. Starts in about an hour. And then the game. Oh, of course, now my schedule craps out and it won't tell me who it is. It's, let me think. West Ham, I believe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yay, so I got a West Ham game today. Let's go West Ham. Oh, and it looks like The Godfather Part 2 is on as well. On a non-football channel. I guess I could watch that until my football game comes on. I could do that. But I am not likely inclined to do so. La la la. I'm checking my other channels too, just in case. Because this is one of those mornings where... Oh, I woke up and I slept halfway decently. I woke up and the first thing I did was change my TV from the light classical music channel, because there is no chamber orchestra channel, and I went straight to MSNBC for football. Then I ate my waffles. Waffles. And that made me realize that I'm almost out of maple syrup. Which means I have to go to the store. Do I have to go to the store today? Yeah, I really don't have to. But do I want to? Do I need to... What all do I need other than maple syrup? And besides, I've got at least a day's worth of maple syrup left. What am I gonna do? I don't know. I probably should have gone yesterday. Because yesterday when I was out and about, it wasn't raining. Well, actually, it had just started raining. Yesterday afternoon was rainy, and now it's rainy again today. And this tea is delicious. So yesterday, I should have gone to the store on the... Well, oh yeah, I couldn't go to the store yesterday because of all the crazy football. Once the football games got over... Then, you know, then there's the 45 minutes of having to discuss the games. And it was during that time that I thought, ooh, this will be a good time for me to run out and do my errands. So I jumped in my car, went to the bank to get some dollars, and then I had to go around and buy some stuff, including but not limited to cat food. Yeah, I had to go out to the cat food store. I bought a big bag of kitty food. Because kitties like kitty food. And why is this significant? Oh, yeah, it really sort of isn't. Other than the reason that yesterday's little trip to run errands was significant is because I did listen to the classic rock station, and and this is a miracle, but I heard three good songs in a row. I couldn't believe it. Now I'm trying to remember what they are. One was AC/DC, You Shook Me. And what were the others? Oh, there was some Stones in there at one point in time, but that was right when I got into my car. Right when I got into the car, Paint It Black was on. And then, I just don't remember. It's not that important. All you need to know is that I heard three classic rock songs. Why am I still listening to classic rock? Well, you know, I don't listen to it a whole heck of a lot. I only listen to it when I'm out and about driving. And even then, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm hearing any music, because I can drive from here to my parents' house and not actually hear any songs. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tubb, what, do your parents live next door? No, they don't. They live a few miles away. It takes about 10 minutes to get there. But, you know, that's just how classic rock stations work. Yeah, they like to brag about how they have this 70-minute hour. Oh, we try to pack so much classic rock into 1 hour that we went over. It's like, yeah, big deal. What that means is then you have 15 minutes of ads, of commercial garbage. Once an hour, or once every 70 minutes. So if I'm going to the store, if I'm driving to the store, and any store that I go to is less than a 5-minute drive away, the odds of me hearing any classic rock songs are really only about, well, let me think. 15 minutes would be 3 out of 12. 3 out of 12 is 1/4. 25%. Which means, in turn, see, now I gotta compound these odds. Trying to do math in my head. Yeah. And we just double that, so. Yeah. At any given time, there's only a 50% chance that I hear any songs on the radio. And even then, that doesn't mean I'm hearing good songs. Good tea. More than half of the time that I'm turning on the radio, I'm tuning into some song that I hate. Or some terrible band. Oh yeah, listen to our rock music. Listen to our classic rock. We're Fleetwood Mac. Wow, you guys are just rocking. There's so much rock here. I just... God. And so actually yesterday, then I got home, and then I decided I needed to listen to some Led Zeppelin, because I didn't hear any Led Zeppelin on the radio. Oh, I remember one of the songs was Kiss. There was a Kiss song. There was something good, and then Kiss, and then AC/DC. What did I hear first in that little... Anyway, I don't remember. It was less than 24 hours ago, and I do not remember. I feel terrible. But anywho, yeah, last night I was listening to some Led Zeppelin. And it's not because necessarily I want to listen to Led Zeppelin. It's like, oh, I need to hear some Led Zeppelin. So much as it was about analyzing a couple of different songs. some stuff that I've been thinking about. Yeah. I do have a weird appreciation for Led Zeppelin, but yeah, it's not something that I'm just going to listen to because I'm bored. Oh, I feel like listening to some music. Oh, what should I listen to? Well, you know, I'm not reaching for the Led Zeppelin. I do not own any. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Who knows? Good tea. I am thirsty today. Why am I so thirsty? I drank a lot of tea yesterday. Oh. Ow. Oh, yeah, and my shoulder hurts a little bit more today. Because guess what I did? Once again, I was walking up the stairs with my teacup in my hand. But I didn't slip off the stairs. I was just walking up the stairs, and I took one step, and I had a little bit of vertigo. And I started reeling back a little bit. And so, with my left arm, I, of course, reached out and grabbed the banister to support myself as I sort of fell back. And that went yank on my shoulder. And, ooh, it was painful. It was painful. But I did manage to go to bed at a reasonable hour. It's slightly before 4 a.m. That was pretty good. This was yesterday after having a weird enough day that I wasn't quite sleeping right and blah, blah, blah. And I ended up falling asleep until like 1:30 in the afternoon after getting... It was a long story. And oh, am I still tired now? I might be. How well did I sleep? I slept from, say, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I guess that's reasonable. So that's what I'm doing. Oh, I'm wondering if I should sleep all day. No, because then I'll wake up at about midnight. Happy boy, I'm nice and refreshed. I need to do some stuff now. And then I'll be up until 3 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. Good tea. Yummy, yummy tea. Ooh. Last night, I also watched some more videos on YouTube by, what's his name? Rick Beato. Or is it Beato? I think it's, I hear him say it every time. It looks like Beato. And I want to say Beato, but it's not Beato. I think it's Beato. Anyway, I'm kind of digging some of the stuff that this guy does. And he's got one series of videos essentially called What Makes This Song Great? And then he kind of picks apart a song, a popular song. And I've seen him do this to various songs like, what's that? God, my brain just went blank. What was that giant Alanis Morissette song? You Oughta Know. I had to sing it in my head there for a second to come up with the title. Hill. And it's really cool because this guy, he used to be a producer, a record producer. And so he's got a lot of contacts. And what he does is he managed to get the multi-tracks, the multi-track recordings for these songs. And he loads them up on his computer. And so then, you know, when he says, oh, listen to this bass part or listen to these drums, he can solo them out. He says, oh, let's just listen to the drums and the bass together. Okay, and he'll do that kind of stuff, which makes it kind of cool. And I've seen him to do this with four or five different songs now. And last night I watched him analyze Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which was particularly interesting just for one thing. In that song, the guitar solos are backwards. And so he's like, okay, now let's listen to this guitar solo by itself. And he plays it. You know, he solos it out on Pro Tools or whatever he's using. And he plays it. And I got to hear the guitar solo by itself. The only thing. And I thought, huh, I wonder what it sounds like forward. Play it forward, Rick. But he didn't do it. I'm like, well, dude, you have the opportunity to say, oh, let's take 8 seconds and listen to what this sounds like forward. Let's hear it how he recorded it. But no, he didn't. However, good tea. I started thinking, you know what? If somebody was so inclined, you could do this a whole bunch of different ways. You could just record off of your TV. You could record that segment of the video off your TV or computer or whatever into, you know, Pro Tools or Audacity or any digital audio workstation, and just flip that solo around and you could listen to it. Or you could, you know, download the whole video. Or no, using YouTube-DL, you could download just the audio. Then you could edit out just the solo and you could turn it around in some piece of software or whatever. And I thought about doing it. I thought, yeah, that's what I'll do, is I'll play the song, then I'll say, hey, you hear that guitar solo? It was backwards. Here's what it sounds like forward. But you know what? I'm not going to do it. Because it would be a real pain. Although I could do it, you got to realize that I do not have a digital audio workstation. And so it's not just a matter of me getting the sample and then just flipping it around and, you know, clicking on reverse in Pro Tools or whatever. I would actually have to go to some effort. Nobody would appreciate it. And does anybody actually care about that guitar solo and what it sounds like going forward? Nah. Still, if you're the type of person thinking, oh, but Tobe, that's what I want to hear. I do want to hear that. I've been wondering about that for years, for decades. I'm just dying to know. Well, in that case, I just put a really good idea in your head, didn't I? And I told you how to go about doing this. So yeah, if you want to hear that solo, now you can. Ow, and jeez, I just did something messed up. That hurt my shoulder. Ow. Oh, ow, ooh, ow. Ow. Yeah, so my shoulder is still messed up. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, why haven't you gone to the doctor yet? Well, that's the thing. Ever since my old doctor retired, I have to do all this new stuff and go to these new places. And how does this even work? I don't even remember. I have a new doctor. Actually, I have a couple new doctors. But in order for me to get my shoulder looked at, I would have to go to the clinic. And that's just going to be a whole load of paperwork for no reason. Because, oh, is this the first time you've been here? Well, blah, 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 we'll do this and we'll do that and Fill out all these forms and maybe somebody can see you this afternoon. So sit here for the next 3 hours. And then, because there's actually no doctors at the clinic, a nurse practitioner will take a look at my shoulder and say, well, we'll probably need to get some scans or MRIs or something and blah, blah, blah. So I'll give you a recommendation for those, blah, 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 and you'll have to go somewhere. It's like, yeah. And this is such a pain and everything. And the other thing is, my other doctors don't want me going to this clinic. Because, well, it sucks, and there's no doctors there, and it's just a horrible place. So they're saying, okay, we're going to get you into our clinic up here in the hospital. Blah, blah, blah. But then one of my doctors had a baby. And this was last month. It's like, oh, we'll do the paperwork. We've got to do all this paperwork to switch clinic so you can use the clinic here at the hospital. And I want to use the clinic at the hospital because it's at the hospital where they have things like MRIs and CT scanners and other stuff like this. And that's also where they do the surgery, because I just know my rotator cuff is messed up and they're going to have to cut me open to fix my stupid shoulder. So I'm not looking forward to it. My phone is ringing. I don't recognize that phone number, so I'm not going to answer it. And so because my doctor is now gone, I didn't have had to miss this last doctor's appointment. I won't be able to get in to see another doctor until pretty much the end of next month. And that doctor probably won't know what the first doctor was going to do about the paperwork to get me into this other clinic. So then I have to tell that doctor to do it. It'll be another couple months. It's going to be at least springtime before I get anybody actually looking at my shoulder. So you can understand my reticence. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Toby, you should just get this process started. Well, I can't do anything for at least another month. And even then, that's when I have to tell the next doctor, okay, there's this thing, fill out some papers, do a bunch of paper stuff, And where is this guy getting these music boxes? Did I look this up at one point? Did I try to find this at one point? There's this guy on the internet, every once in a while on YouTube, some videos come up where he's playing with these essentially programmable music boxes. You know, you punch out a piece of paper, so it's like player piano, and then you scroll it through a music box and it plays. I want one of these so badly. This is the Wintergatan guy. What's that guy's name? Alex? Sven? Rheingold? That guy's a nut. I love that guy. Oh, I wish I could have been hanging out with him 30 years ago. Back when I was still full of motivation and the desire to be awesome. We could have built a whole bunch of neat music playing machines. Now I don't have the inspiration. I am one uninspired guy. Why am I so uninspired? As he yawns. I don't know. Is it because I've done everything already? I've done everything I've wanted to do, so it's like, what's driving me? What's motivating me? I don't know. Maybe it's because these things are less important to me now, and so I don't have that terrible, overwhelming need to create. Oh, and look who shows up. Here comes Pippa. She has heard me talking, has come down into the room, and now she's licking the plastic bag that has all the guitar parts in it. You know, the one I was talking about yesterday. It's a plastic bubble wrap type of mailer. She's rubbing her face on it. Is she going to actually chew on it? Who knows? Oh. Why am I so tired? And why do I have to wait another hour and a half for the game to start? It's one of those weird days. What do I feel like eating for lunch? Yesterday I ate egg rolls. Yummy, yummy egg rolls. Today I could eat chicken and rice. Or I could eat some raviolis. So what's it going to be today? Pasta or chicken and rice? I don't know. Oh, I'll think about that here in a minute. Well, I got the power yawns today going strong. Oh. I did spend a little time yesterday watching Smokey and the Bandit, like I mentioned I was going to. I didn't sit down and watch the whole film from beginning to end or anything. I was just checking in on it from time to time and laughing. Not because it's particularly funny. I guess, you know, it's funny for the time. But laughing just because, wow, what a kind of cheesy movie. Not the best. Not the best acting in some of these parts, but, you know, just whatever. So good. A cultural phenomenon, as they say. Oh, I thought the cat was just going to jump on me. Nope, she jumped over me. For the last couple of days, Pippa has picked up this new kitty technique, and her technique will not be defeated. I'll be sitting here with my knees up, and I'll have, like, the blanket on my knees, keeping my legs warm. And she'll come out of the bathroom, and she'll take a couple of running steps, and then she'll jump onto the top of my knees, then she'll launch off. She's been doing that for about, no, 3 or 4 days now. And I'm pretty happy. It's like we have a new kitty trick. Yay! Kitty tricks. Jumping on me. I need some more tea. Oh boy. Maybe I should go to the store now. And that way I don't have to go later during rush hour. Well, when's the game gonna be over? Game starts. Yeah, well. I don't know. I could think about it some more. Or I could just get lost in drinking the tea. Because my name is Tobe, and this is the Dubious Tea Drinking Fools Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. And I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.